This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Panama Canal is a mighty link for global shipping, right? But it's facing an uncertain future because of climate change, this year's El Niño weather pattern, and severe drought. 6% of all global trade passes through the canal's 50-mile stretch of water, and the U.S. is the number one user, but low water can bring costly restrictions. Ellie Budner has more.
The Panama Canal has functioned with the same technology for more than 100 years. It's a system of locks.
They are elevators that lift giant ships by filling them with fresh water.
Benjamin Gadan directs the Latin America program at the Wilson Center.
And when a ship leaves the canal, that water leaves this chamber and goes into the ocean to bring a ship back to sea level.
But here's the thing. The system needs fresh water from Panama's lakes, about 50 million gallons of it for each ship that goes through.
Historically, that wasn't a problem, right? Panama is a tropical country. But given climate change impacts, it is a problem now.
Gadan met with senior leaders of the Panama Canal Authority just a few months ago.
And water was what everybody was talking about.
The lack of it, that is. Meteorologist John Davis studies supply chain disruptions caused by environment and weather for Everstream Analytics. He points out that around 14,000 vessels travel through the Panama Canal every year.
So when you think about the amount of fresh water that is really required to make the Panama Canal work, there's nothing more important than the fresh water.
And also important, the goods that come through the canal to the U.S.
It's pretty much everything. A lot of food products, from coffee to bananas, you know, coming across to mining materials, copper.
Davis says droughts in Panama aren't new, but they are getting worse. And El Niño this year isn't helping. When there's not enough water, the Canal Authority puts restrictions on shipping companies,
which essentially require boats to carry a lighter load.
Todd Martinez is with Fitch Ratings, the credit rating agency.
And they also apply surcharges on the cargo.
He says some shipping companies may start trying to avoid those restrictions by diverting to other sea routes, like the Suez Canal, or even shipping over land by rail or truck.
So that could add to wait times to get merchandise to the U.S.
In other words, yet another supply chain slowdown, exactly what the U.S. economy doesn't need to keep inflation at bay. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.